Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Stan Williams. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Gilliam moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Gilliam moves to third. 2 outs. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is hit by the pitch. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Altman moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseboro hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Stan Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Gilliam is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Averill and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Neal is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Moon is 0-1 in the game. Moon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Drott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Altman is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a line drive towards first. Hodges catches it and steps on first to double up Drott. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hodges is 0-1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Fairley is 0-1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Roseboro is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Demeter is 0-1 in the game. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to third. Roseboro moves to second. Dave Hillman now pitching. Norm Larker pinch hits for Maury Wills. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Larker hits a fly ball towards left. Morin catches it and throws to home to double up Fairley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing shortstop. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Marshall is 0-1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Dodgers, 1, Cubs, 1. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Morin is 0-1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morin moves to second. Clem Labine now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Fairley. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. Walls moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Long pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long hits a line drive into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Clem Labine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Labine hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Labine covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Moon reaches second base with a double. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moon scores. It's Dodgers, 2, Cubs, 2. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley bunts towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Hodges moves to second. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro is hit by the pitch. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodges scores. Roseboro moves to third. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zimmer bunts towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Roseboro scores. Demeter moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Duke Snider pinch hits for Clem Labine. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sandy Koufax now pitching. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Neal reaches second base with a double. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry now pitching. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Rip Rapulski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rapulski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal scores. Moon moves to third. Hodges moves to second. It's 5-2, Dodgers. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Roseborough strikes out. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Rapulski now playing right field. Al Dark pinch hits for Bill Henry. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for George Altman. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing center field. Don Elston now pitching. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koufax strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moon hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges strikes out. 2 outs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rapolsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rapolsky hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Averill reaches second base with a double. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Don Elston. Johnny Gorrell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill moves to third. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Marshall is 0-for-4 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Gorrell moves to second. It's 5-3, Dodgers. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.